Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Post-Match Podcast. I am Paul Machin at Wembley Stadium. My thoughts on the game to come and Chris's player ratings as well. Here you go.
Hi, I'm Paul Machin from MNTV inside Wembley Stadium. Liverpool have just lost the Community Shield to Manchester City on penalties, 5-4. I think you've got to say, as far as penalty taking goes for City, absolutely impeccable. The one from, I think it's Zinchenko, and Alisson gets his hands to that. That's the moment. If he keeps that out, then it's all on. But I'll ask no. And obviously, a little bit deflated. No one likes to see Liverpool lose. The momentum is so with us in the back end of the second half. I don't really hate it, our own demise in the first half, to be perfectly honest. I thought sloppy passing out to the back threatened to undo everything that we'd obviously been building towards, because Man City are too good in the final third. Kevin De Bruyne, phenomenal player. David Silva, we know this, phenomenal player. Sterling had a really good game, particularly in the start of that first half. And they capitalised on our lack of sharpness, shall we say. And then a few then created a couple of chances, four to Mo Salah, the man you wanted to fall to, and then his sharpness let him down. There were notes of encouragement in that regard. You've got to say, if you create chances against Man City, that is a note of encouragement. But, you know, this was a Premier League game. You'd be angry. I think you'd be, oh, Mo Salah, what's he doing? He's crossing chances. It's the Community Shield, so you're able to kind of let that roll off your back a little bit. Second half, we wanted a bit more performance, and something to hang our hats on, and Liverpool did big time, particularly after we made the substitutions. But Naby Keita's excellent when he came on, really transformed how we played. Golovin was good as well, Shaqiri. We played with a lot more excitement, a lot more verve, a lot more endeavour. We had a lot more danger in our play, and again, it comes down to it. Mo Salah has chances. It's the one right at the death, where I think a confident Mo Salah takes it early on, probably blobs the goalkeeper or bends it into the top corner, but he tries to get a bit closer, make it a bit more certain. He's got the one that he ends up heading it, and it's cleared off the line. We've got one hit the bar and comes down on the line. We hit the post as well. We had chances, and that's why I'm ultimately a bit down, because I felt like it was with us. I felt like it was going to be our game. It felt destined somehow, because of how the momentum shifted towards us in that second half. But so when you see us then not win it, it does feel a bit like, oh, it felt like it was written. When Raheem Sterling bottles those two chances, you think, are they the chances? You know, when you go win a game, off the back of that you go, they're the chances that meant you win it. So it did feel like the omens were certainly in Liverpool's favour. So for us to then not go on and win it is where the disappointment naturally comes from. I think that's absolutely fair. But for me, the encouragement comes from performances. Thought Roberto Firmino was outstanding in the first half. Joe Matip coming off the bench was brilliant. Kind of shocking he didn't start, but I imagine that was a fitness thing. But he was brilliant when he came on. He picked up exactly where he left off. Fabinho, I think he looked a little bit leggy. I thought Gini Wijnaldum looked leggy, and I think that contributed to his penalty miss, which is a shame, because such a great player for Liverpool, had a good all-round game. So disappointing for him personally that he couldn't get the score of the penalty. But again, coming off the bench, Naby Keita in particular, this is a lad, and I wonder whether we've pulled that midfield out. I don't think we started Keita fitness for a start, but we want to keep some things in reserve for the big games when we come against City, when the Premier League starts, when the real football. How do we call it this real football if we'd won? Let me clarify that. but Naby Keita, I think this is going to be his big season. And what I saw, he does things with the ball that no one else in our midfield does. He makes space, he drives through players, he makes things happen. So yeah, very, very exciting. So many positive things to say for this game. Just unfortunately not a shiny thing to put on the honours roll, to put on the list, to put on the sideboard, to put on the tally of all the trophies that we're hopefully going to win this season. So bittersweet ultimately here for me from Wembley. Not nice to see Liverpool go through the motions of, you know, cracking the runners-up medals and all that kind of stuff again, but part of the process, I think we all can accept that the last time we came here and lost to Man City, we were nothing like where we are today. And I saw two very, very good, very, very evenly matched teams, and either side could have come out with the win comfortably based on chances. So fair enough. Man City lifting it right now.
I'm going up for it.
Fair play to them. I think you've got to say fair play. But yeah, does it leave me down for the season? Do I think Liverpool have got what it takes to mount a very, very successful season? Absolutely, I do. Am I looking forward to it? I'll be honest, leading into this game, I wasn't ready for the new season. It's come too soon, I thought. I wasn't fired up, but I've been in this end. I've been stood up for the second half, been bouncing, jumping, singing, screaming my heart out. I can't wait for this season to start. I can't wait to see Jürgen's mad reds. I can't wait to see the Champions of Europe in action again.
It's the Community Shield on penalties. I'm here with the player ratings, of course. First of all, a little bit, you know, what I thought about that match and stuff like that. I thought Liverpool were better side, if I'm honest. But first 15-20 minutes, we struggled with Manchester City. We started really well, but Liverpool grew into the game. Mo Salah had so many opportunities and stuff, and I'm watching thousands upon thousands of Liverpool fans leave now and you know, exit while Manchester City left the plate. It is what it is, you know, nothing to cry about from the better side in that game. They won on penalties, you saw how much it meant to them. They know that they were the worst side by how much they celebrated for them. But anyway, the goalkeeper wasn't able to make a save in the penalty shootout, come close to the fourth penalty, I think it was. Ultimately, you know, maybe an error on Sterling's goal, but, you know, he makes a couple of good saves from Sterling. So probably a 7 out of 10 for Alisson. It's only his second game back, I think, this season though, so not all bad. Trent Alexander-Arnold thought early again he had a little bit of a struggle with Raheem Sterling, but grew into the game and probably deserved about a 7 out of 10 himself. Didn't really bomb on. Corner deliveries were good when he took them. He flipped them up with Mo Salah and stuff. But, you know, again, it's Manchester City. You're going to have to sit those full-backs back a little. You can't play forwards and look for as many assists as he got towards the back end of the season. So he played within himself today. We know he can go forward. We know he can get more involved in the forward play. So 7 out of 10 for him. Centre-back partnership, I was really surprised to see Gomez partnered with Virgil van Dijk. Gomez, I'd probably give an 8 out of 10. His recovery pace is outstanding, isn't it? We saw that on show a couple of times over the course of the game. Virgil van Dijk, probably an 8 out of 10 again. But all that being said, did they get in behind us a little bit too often? A couple of them could have been offside, stuff like that. But yeah, it was a little bit of a worry how high a line we played against them. But, you know, again, we only conceded one goal. Left-back Andy Robertson, kind of the same as Trent Alexander-Arnold, if I'm honest. I think, you know, defensively he was resolute, he was stout. Did a good job against Bernardo Silva when he's moved out there. But offensively, I don't know whether it just doesn't have that in his legs yet, but again, it might be a tactical thing. He didn't want to bomb forwards with Bernardo Silva behind, yeah. Probably a 7 out of 10. Vin Fabinho, probably a 7 out of 10. Jordan Henderson, probably a 7 out of 10. Gini Wijnaldum, probably a 7 out of 10 again. You know, I thought they controlled the game for the most part. I think, you know, our midfield did really well against their midfield. I thought Kevin De Bruyne was really good. But again, outstanding performances. Probably on that right-hand side, I give Mo an 8 out of 10. Probably could have had 3 goals there. You know, you're expecting to score the one that's cleared off the line by, I think, just Walker in the end. Probably expecting to score that before he has the header. He had one where he hit the post, a couple of ones where he hits the inside, and the keeper gets a good save to Claudio Bravo. But a danger, you know, and he really, really troubled Jim Tempo, didn't he? Over on the left-hand side, Divock Origi, a little bit disappointing for me. Although I did think he'd scored. If you watch the vlog later, you'll know that I thought he scored. But probably a 6 out of 10 for Divock. I think his all-round play, did he really stand his man up enough? Did he better Kyle Walker? Probably not. Bobby Firmino, I thought, was excellent. I'm going to give him an 8 out of 10, that pressing that we know him for so well. He was there, he was on it. It was a Bobby Firmino performance for me. Absolutely superb. So on to the substitute, if I can remember them. Gomez moves to right back because Joe Matip comes in. gets the goal, first of all. So I'm giving him an 8 out of 10, and I thought the defence was good. The first thing you had to do was chase down Gabriel Jesus, wasn't it? And he did really well, again, throughout. So let's see if we can remember the midfield. Naby Keita comes on, I thought he was outstanding. Really, really, really good performance from Naby Keita. Again, 8 out of 10 for him. Midfielder Shaqiri, a little bit disappointing, 6 out of 10, something like that. Good penalty, though. Well,
Garner and Chamberlain.
I thought Lallana was good, actually. I liked that midfield. I liked the introduction of Oxlade-Chamberlain, Lallana and Naby Keita. Lallana will probably give a 7 out of 10. Oxlade-Chamberlain, again, he thundered that ball into the back of the net on his penalty, didn't he? He was doing them in the warm-ups. We've got some amazing access behind the scenes, by the way. You have to watch this vlog. It'll be out tomorrow. We were pitch-side during the warm-ups. We've seen the community shield. It's been incredible, thanks to McDonald's. From football, I mean, it's been an incredible day for us. It's why I wear a suit, it's why I'm sweating profusely. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain will get an 8 out of 10 for his Cameroon performance. I think that's it. If there's anyone else, let me know in the comments section. So thank you very much for watching. Subscribe to Redmen TV. Do not let this performance worry you. Liverpool dominated Manchester City in this game. Remember.
So there you have it, ladies and gents. That is the post-match podcast. If you want more 10 to 15 minutes analysing this game, the instant match reaction is on theredmentv.com. There'll be a 60-minute final word show up on Monday afternoon as well. Get all of your content, of course, completely free for the first month on theredmentv.com, including our exclusive interview with Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp. Other than that, thank you very much for listening. See you all soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.